Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 204. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Living my best life.
Hey, you're back.
Hey! Like I was never gone.
Sean is here. Wow.
I never leave this place. I'm always here in spirit, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Some kind of spirit.
Yeah, we got to the end of the episode, and Todd gave me some of your zero, so just be wary. Check, be a little light.
I was just going to ask, did you take some of my zeros away?
I did. What'd you say, Nate? No show, or
no show, no dough.
No dough, no show, no dough.
Man,
no dough for you.
I said I worked so hard for that dough.
How it goes, man.
Yeah, I know. It would have been a bad guest chat had I been on there just coughing and acting a fool. So, yeah, I feel a lot better tonight. It's amazing what one day can make. I didn't think this morning that I'd be able to record, but I haven't missed any work. Harrison had the same thing I've had, and I probably should have missed some work, but Harrison, he missed 2 days of school and should have missed three. He missed a day, went back, really shouldn't have hit that day, and then he stayed home the next day, so it hit him pretty hard. But yeah, I couldn't hardly talk, and unfortunately, that's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
So, you have a little horse.
I do. Yeah. Well, now it's down to a frog now.
What's its name?
A little horse.
His little pony.
Trixie. I don't know.
Say Trixie.
I have no idea what to talk about. I make stuff up. I'm still hepped up on decongestant.
That's good stuff.
Right on.
You guys did see one of my patients that I had been seeing for a while, he paid me in a beer. We were at the end of the, he's like, "You're not coming back, are you?" And I said, "No." I said, "No, we'll be done." And he and his wife said, you can come back. Any of you guys, any therapists can come back anytime you want. And he said, "You drink beer?" And I said, "Oh, I do every once in a while." He said, "I got a new one I want you to try." So he took me out there, handed me one, and we talked a little bit more. And then he and I and his wife talked a little more. And I told him, I said, "Now I'll make sure I don't drink this until I get home." And he said, "Okay, that sounds like a good idea." And so then I told him, I said, "I've never been paid in beer before, but it was something, it reminded me of something my dad would do. My dad used to, he couldn't like leave, you know, or have you leave his house without giving you something. And giving a beer would be something like he would do. So it kind of warmed my heart a little bit.
Here, you need a cat. Here.
Saving it for a special occasion. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. He wrapped his damn cat. This one's leaky. anyway.
Well, let's get to the topic, shall we?
We shall.
Sean, what are we talking about?
This is going to be my pick, and it is on wraiths. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
So not Christmas wraiths.
Not a wreath, but a wraith. A wraith. Yeah, it's a wreath.
You got
pronounced down in the south.
Yeah, you got to give me a minute. I looked up rakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're all over the place.
You got some foundation on them?
A little bit. So it is just under the category of ghost, specter, shadow. Basically, it's the exact likeness of a person seen usually just before death as an apparition. But also, it goes pretty deep, though. It's an interesting one because it has influenced a lot of like video games and authors. J.R.R. Tolkien is one of them that it influenced, but it's a Scottish folklore ghost, basically. And he, it could be a girl, I guess, but they are very ominous and some of the darkest spirits there are out there.
That
is true.
That
They're
says
nasty.
they are
Nasty.
specifically malevolent spirits or dead or undead beings. Yeah, they're little nasty things.
Yeah, they are. They've got a history of black magic and sorcery during its lifetime. So, how about that? Sorcery.
Oh, wow.
Sorcery, you say?
Anytime you can throw that word in there.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's they say this is one of the spirits that actually hunts mankind and the living. Not just, like if you stumble upon them, they're not just gonna kind of they're not the trickster and they're not, just kind of messing with you or a little bit dark, or don't want you around their place. They actually will seek out and hunt mankind, and I think that's super creepy.
Wow. Yeah, is there this sort of I think as you said categorize them different little forms or whatever as a ghostly apparition. Wraiths are commonly associated with ghosts or spirits, often depicted as pale and transparent. They can be seen as a apparition of living people, especially around the same time of their death.
Oh. Okay.
So it may not be Uncle Johnny when you go visit Uncle Johnny.
Yeah. It'd be Uncle Wraith.
Yes.
Uncle Wraith, the Christmas Wraith. Like you said, Todd,
You guys see what powers they have?
oh yeah, no, go ahead.
Says wraiths in various contexts possess a range of powers, including the ability to manipulate perception, enhance existing psychological weaknesses, and sometimes even induce insanity. They also often exhibit invulnerability to conventional weaponry, super strength, and regenerative abilities. So,
That's scary.
yeah, it is scary. What were we going to say,
Yeah.
Sean?
I was going to say that you were talking about sorcery. They say that they're either witches, warlocks, or sorcerers, or whatever the female thing is for sorcerer. But they
Sorcerers.
had dabbled at sorcerers. That's right. They had dabbled in magic all their life and the dark arts and all these kind of things. And they had tried to do some kind of spell of immortality or something that went wrong, and then basically this was what happened to them when their spell backfired, or after living a life full of darkness and all that kind of stuff. So, and they're lost souls, and they're vengeful, and they're aggressive, and they're angry. It said they're a lot of times around. Oh my gosh. Harrison's truck's going off. Sorry. I was like, what in the world is that? I thought the house was on fire. I'm like, oh, great. So it says that a lot of times they're around cemeteries and mausoleums and dark places like that, or places that they would dwell, their dungeons or, the place that they, would basically, conjure their magic.
Yeah, when I think of wraiths, one of the more recent things that sort of brings it to light what they are is Lord of the Rings. When every time Frodo puts the ring on, you have all the essentially their wraiths. I think they call them Nazgul or something like that.
Nazgul, yep.
Yeah,
Yep,
so
exactly.
they seek out the ring bearer, their ex. I think they're kings, if I remember correctly. It's been a minute since I watched Lord of the Rings, but yeah, they're
Yeah.
dead, bad kings that turn to the evil, and now
Yep.
they're dead wraiths chasing the ring bearer.
This
I have
says,
not seen the Lord of the Rings.
oh, that's right. Yeah, you haven't watched all 9 to 12 hours.
No.
Pee breaks, we always say.
No, I have not.
This says, in the shadows of the night, a creature emerges. The temperature drops, the atmosphere darkens, and an eerie chill descends over the land. Suddenly, you are overwhelmed with despair and hatred. Be on your guard. A wraith is nearby. Little known is known about wraiths other than their power and despair. These creatures are a type of Scottish ghosts that had a history in black magic and sorcery during their lifetimes. Wraiths are said to be creatures that are created when something has gone wrong in spellcasting. This is most often the result of a witch or wizard who tried, unsuccessfully, to extend the years of their lifespan or tried to manipulate time in some other form. The result is tragic. In some capacity, they get their wish. They are now immortal beings with incredible power. The price they pay, however, is extremely high. Their souls are taken away, and they are condemned to never reach the spirit realm. This is a terrible fate, considering the spirit realm is often thought to be something similar to heaven in most cultures and is at the very least considered to be an afterlife. Wraiths are often denied this privilege and are forced to wander between dimensions for eternity. They say even though they're Scottish descent, you don't hear a lot about them in Europe anymore, except for J.R.R. Tolkien, and his kind of talk about his made up world. But they said Iceland is where you hear a lot about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found in their insubstantial form, wraiths can also describe something that lacks substance or has a faint ethereal quality. This could be a wisp of smoke, a weak voice, or a person in poor health. So yeah, you almost can't really pick out if it's a wraith. So, I mean, it could be someone that's sickly, or see a wisp of smoke, but so you think you see like an entity of sorts or a ghost, but could be a wraith.
It says that it can take away your will to live, and not just one person, but like an entire community of people. Like it will attack groups of people when it can.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah, and some examples, it says here, like in the supernatural, where they are malevolent entities that drain the brains of their victims.
Yikes. That's probably already happened to me. Thanks, Ray. That's what happened.
Even the name is cool, though. Ray, I like the name.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like some exotic sports car, the Lamborghini Wraith.
Yeah. Ooh, they should have a car like that, right?
The Wraith. I actually worked with an iron worker. He's passed away now, but his name was Wraith.
His name was Wraith?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Really? That's wild.
Okay. Did he spell it the same way, or did he just spell it with an R?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, W-R-A-I.
He spelled it the same way, yeah.
Huh. All right. Yeah, that's
kind of... I forgot G.I. Joe, one of the characters, was Wraith.
Uh-huh. Yep. So it comes from G.I. Joe, Dungeons and Dragons, different video games, like, is it World of Warcraft or something or other? I'm not
Probably,
real
yeah.
Something like that. And then there's a game called Wraith, apparently, too.
Transformers.
Oh, yeah. There's
the Wraith.
Yeah, there's a big list of it. It says, wraiths are soulless creatures and only feel devastating emotions like hatred and despair, which we talked about. They are a type of ghost, but they can also be considered a type of demon. Though there are instances that wraiths can be considered good. I did not hear this part of it. A specific kind of wraith known as a voyeur, voror, most wraiths are inherently evil. There are thought to be several kinds of wraiths. Most wraiths are evil creatures that seek to steal the souls of others. With a single touch, the wraith is able to drain the life out of a person and steal their soul. Whenever they steal the soul of a person, the victim is cursed to wander with them for eternity, unless, of course, the wraith is killed. Here's how you can kill a wraith. It says, can they be overpowered or killed? Wraiths are very powerful creatures and are therefore extremely difficult to foe and overcome. They can only be defeated by a holy presence or weapon. Being pure evil, they are not able to withstand holiness of any kind and will either be forced to retreat or destroyed by the opposing force. It is important, however, that a wraith be killed if attacked. If a wraith is able to escape, it may become furious that it was attacked and will release its rage on the world. A wraith's anger is so powerful that it can emit waves of energy from the creature and steal the will to live from entire villages, which is what I heard. When the villagers are no longer able to withstand the depression brought on by the lives or by or onto their lives by the wraith, the creature will take their souls and continue on its aimless journey. Man, that's just a jerk move.
There's some interesting things here. Thought I heard you mention something about it'd be a cool name for a car or something, right, Todd?
Yeah.
So in 1938, Rolls-Royce had the Wraith, an
Yeah.
automobile built by Rolls-Royce from 1938 to 1939. Again, they adopted that name from 2013 to 2022. And then the motorcycle company, Confederate Motor Company, built the B-120 Wraith. So yeah, some Rolls-Royce and Confederate Motor Company, they used the name Wraith for some of their vehicles.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Really cool. It is a good name. It'd be a good name for a band.
Yeah. Wraith.
There's
Darn.
mute, there's songs. I found songs, but yeah, I haven't seen a band. It's named Wraith.
Huh. Yeah, that would be a good name.
We like heavy metal for sure.
I was thinking bluegrass.
Oh, blue, yeah. Well,
Bluegrass.
that too, right? Oh, of course. Well, country and
Gospel.
western.
Gospel.
Go hug your wraith.
Before your wraith hugs you, right? Oh, this is interesting. 'Cause so there's different kinds of wraiths. It says lore tells that there are several types of wraiths. The most common kind of wraith has been described above and has extreme rage that motivates its actions, which I did read. Some variations of this type of wraith are incredibly intelligent and capable of holding grudges. Oh, that's one thing. They do hold a lot of grudges into their undead state. They will target an individual that they perceive has wronged them until they have captured their soul and can force them to wander outside the spirit world for eternity. A second kind of wraith is described as being a parasitic kind of ghost demon. These creatures are demons that inhabit any kind of empty space until they find a human to meld with. However, unlike most creatures who possess, these wraiths do not make their presence known to the victim. It is unlikely that an affected person will ever know that they have been possessed by this demon. This type of wraith is also not believed to hold any sort of magical powers of its own. While it does have more power than a human, it will not exercise these powers over the will of the human, making it very unlikely that the powers will ever be discovered. There are, however, a few cases in which humans developed demonic powers because of wraith possessions. Perhaps the most notable thing about the wraith type, however, is its ability to procreate. When a human who has been possessed with this rape, excuse me, something like that, wraith type mates with another human, part of the wraith will bond to the unborn child. That's terrible. The soul of the child melds with the human, creating a blood child. Ugh, that sounds like a horror movie. Then they talk about this, the good one, which is the Vorur. That kind of wraith has sometimes referred to as a watcher or warden. This type of wraith follows the soul of a person from the time they are born until the time they die. This is the only type of wraith that is not considered malevolent. Yikes.
That's interesting.
Gosh, isn't it? A lot more than I ever knew about wraiths. I just thought they were kind of a cool, dark spirit, or made up creature, which, they are, but it's really, really spooky.
Yeah, that's good folklore.
Oh yeah.
Good for what we're into,
Yeah.
I like them. I don't want to meet one, but I like them.
No. No. There's one behind you right now.
Yeah.
He's popping out behind your ear.
I don't want to meet one either.
No,
No.
that's just a quarter.
Oh, the magic.
Nate the Magic Man, Laux.
He's a magic man.
Well, what
Right
else you
on.
guys got have on wraiths? Anything else or
We're not meeting them.
no?
We're not inviting them over for dinner. I don't think they'd be interested anyway. Not with their appearance of like skeletal remains and dark eyes and what is it, like ripped clothes and whatever. It's they look pretty nasty. They basically say they look like the Grim Reaper kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's their description.
He's
Cloaks,
the
dark cloaks.
wraith to rule. He's the wraith to rule all wraiths.
Yeah, that's right.
The whole skeleton look, it creeps me out. Yeah, with the tattered cloak.
Yeah, for sure. And then the hood concealing the face, so you can't really see what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, they wear hoodies.
Oh yeah. Well, it's chilly.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, keep their ears warm.
In the undead world.
Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, that was good. Very interesting.
Do I get my zeros back?
No.
Maybe next time, huh? Maybe next life.
Maybe next episode. We'll see what you got.
What if I send a
Got it.
wraith away? Oh, now
Well,
talking.
Nate, help us out, brother.
Did either of you watch NASCAR over the weekend?
I did not.
I was wondering who won the wraith.
Oh,
That's a wrap.
jeez.
Gonna call you Mike Tyson.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Those are fighting words.
You said that, Sean.
He's gonna
He's
come
gonna come
knocking.
after you. You don't make fun of me. I'm a Mike Tyson, Iron
I
Mike.
knew somebody's gonna do it. What gonna be me?
He knows where your neighborhood is. He is neighbors to you for a little
That's right.
bit.
That is correct. We got a statue somewhere here in Plainfield, right?
Yeah. Well, that was good. Thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you for listening to Middle Age Mini 204 and our discussion on wraiths. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.